Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the April 2024 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by continuing The Shortwave Listener by Fred Waterer, New Spring Shortwave Programming. And for programs that rely on financial support from listeners, if you are able, I know money is tight, send them a cup of coffee or a few bucks to help keep great programming on the air. I love a radio show when I am both entertained and educated. Last month, we took a look at Cruise in the Decades with Brad Savage. Another similar program is Alt Universe Top 40, hosted by John McMullen. I've done a deep dive into the program. While looking for more information about John and his show, I poked around his website and followed him on Facebook. And, of course, I listened as often as possible on WRMI and online. Written and produced by indie rock veteran John McMullen of The Trend, Alt Universe Top 40 is a genre-hopping weekly radio countdown that combines real-life chart achievements with good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand, from the WRMI website. Each episode of Alt Universe Top 40 opens with a song that spent time at number 40, either on its way up the charts or on its way back down. Other segments include A Little Slice of Heaven, featuring an artist that has left the party, so to speak, having moved on from this life to the next. The Hall of Perfection highlights a cover version of a song that has eclipsed the original one, a better version, if you will. Most of the music consists of songs that should have done better in the charts. Many are lost treasures. This often leaves one with a new discovery. For instance, while listening to a past episode online, John played a Go-Go's cover by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, Our Lips Are Sealed. It was new to me. You never know what you might hear. John is a real Renaissance man. He was the founding member, songwriter for, and co-producer of The Trend, active from 1979 through the mid-80s. He's written, produced, and performed jingles and radio IDs, recorded as a solo act, and co-produced recordings in Memphis, Nashville, and Miami, respectively. He's currently practicing law and hosting Alt Universe Top 40, which is aired on the shortwave band each week in Europe on Channel 292 and on WRMI in North America. In his spare time, he is diligently remixing and mastering a large number of my synthesizer-based compositions and solo recordings from the 80s and 90s. Amazing. John also did a show on WBCQ called the Scorched Earth Music Show as part of Radio Angela. But those hours were removed from the WBCQ time slots, so I only did one more for the holidays for Channel 292 and WRMI. I had to take all the WBCQ jingles out. Anyway, when my repeats are finished in the middle of the spring and I start back with new shows, then once a month, Alt Universe Top 40 will be all new releases in the format of Scorched Earth, as long as WRMI and 292 don't mind. My real job as an attorney has been far too stressful and busy for me to do new episodes over the last several months. So, I have planned out repeats to set up the next round of new shows. Based on my court calendar, my new shows will start around the second week in April, with repeats basically once a month, and a Scorched Earth once a month. That is the plan. My music days were mostly long ago. I still have some things on Spotify and Apple Music from The Trend and my solo stuff. Somewhere along the line, I had to actually make a living, so that's where the lawyer thing developed. And I just have always loved radio. WLS, WMPS, Memphis, Casey Kasem, and Shortwave. My grandfather had a shortwave radio where I could hear things from all around the world as a kid. I loved it and ended up getting one myself when I was 10. And my show is a combination of everything that makes me tick. I mentioned John is a Renaissance man. Once a week, he posts an organ mashup on Facebook. For the non-Facebook users, he has some on his YouTube channel as well. In these mashups, he combines a pop song with a hymn or a religious piece. For instance, he combined John Baptist Walsh's Christ the Lord is Risen Today with a riff from R.E.M.'s Pretty Persuasion within the old standard. I find them fascinating and look forward to a new one every Sunday. You can follow him on Facebook or check out his YouTube channel for examples. Listen to Alt Universe Top 40 at 0100 UTC Sundays on 5950 kHz and at the same time UTC Mondays on 9395 kHz. Many episodes are archived at mixcloud.com/JTMANGOMELON. Everything cold is new again. It seems the Cold War is back. Russia has labeled Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, as an undesirable organization, according to a registry maintained by the country's Justice Ministry, exposing its journalists and others working with the organization, as well as its donors or those who are interviewed by it, to criminal charges. While many RFERL internet accounts have been blocked, some news is still getting through via YouTube and other apps. No mention in the RFE article about shortwave radio. The WRMI schedule continues to show Radio Liberty Russian programming daily at 0400 UTC on 15,770 kHz and VOA Flashpoint Ukraine airing weekdays at 1930 UTC, also on 15,770 kHz. A new program has been added in March called Cold War Radio. It is an effort to ensure this period in our history is not forgotten or rewritten. The show provides analysis of current events as well as reflections into the post-World War II decades. Your host, Hutch Bailey Jr., mans the Northeast Command deep down in the bunker. Dr. Ward Miller is in on Monday and Wednesday. Friday, it's Week in Review with Jack from Northern Virginia. Rocky has your back in the chat room. Don't believe the left, it's not over. This new show is on WRMI Monday to Friday nights at 12 midnight Eastern Time, 0400 to 0600 UTC, Tuesday to Saturday, on 5950 kHz. Each month, we highlight a popular radio program once heard regularly on shortwave, but still available today via domestic radio or online. This month, we look at Rear Vision from Radio Australia, ABC Radio National. Move beyond the headlines to see how the past defines our world. Whether it's a local or international story, Rear Vision's expert analysis gives you the background you need to understand today's news. Airs Sunday, 12 p.m. Repeated Wednesday, 1:30 p.m. Thursday, 12 a.m. Annabelle Quince has forged a varied career across the legal profession as a researcher and lecturer, film and television as a director, producer, scriptwriter, and researcher, and in radio as a producer and presenter. After completing her law degree in 1987, Annabelle began a career as a lawyer working with judges from the New South Wales Court of Appeal. However, after further work as a researcher and production assistant in film, she decided to pursue her alternative career. From 1989 to 1995, she worked in radio and television in Australia and Britain. She was a researcher and producer for both BBC Television and Channel 4, while also establishing herself in radio producing several feature-length documentaries for RN, BBC Radio, and Canadian Radio. In 1995, she joined the team at RN's Late Night Live program, first as a producer and later as executive producer. During her 10 years with Late Night Live, she produced a number of series. In 2005, Annabelle devised, produced, and presented Rear Vision, a pilot series that looked at the historical context of current events in the news. The series was deemed a success, and in 2006, Rear Vision became a regular weekly program on RN. Listen to episodes at abc.net.au/listen/programs/Rear Vision. Rear Vision can also be heard via the CBC Radio 1 overnight block, Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. local. BBC programming, all times UTC, most if not all programs are archived indefinitely. March 28th is the 60th anniversary of the debut of legendary pirate Radio Carolyn on March 28th, 1964. As part of Radio 2's celebration of the 60th anniversary of pirate radio over the Easter weekend, Radio 2 presents Clash of the Pirates, with Johnny Walker as the juggernaut in the blue corner, his favorite color, and in the red corner, it's the towering Tony Blackburn. These two heavyweights pull no punches as they musically battle to become captain of the pirates. Having both operated outside of the boundaries of traditional broadcasting, both Tony and Johnny use their freedom of expression to make real names for themselves as the original pirate radio DJs. Radio 2's musical maestros go head-to-head, selecting the ultimate playlist in a fun show of one-upmanship and through a series of tightly themed rounds. Strategic song selections, quick thinking, timely responses, and playful respect are essential ingredients. They even try to outdo each other while doing a mock top 10 chart rundown. What an occasion, these learned legends celebrating their vast knowledge of contemporary music across the decades and genres to entertain the audience and come out on top. Who will be drawing deep, using their ninja knowledge to rock the boat and turn the beat around to ultimately be crowned the champion? Expect energetic performances and entertaining banter. One thing's for sure, the music is at its absolute best. There are escape, nostalgia, companionship, and of course, much laughter in a unique and joyous 2 hours. Radio 2 continues to mark the 60th anniversary of pirate radio, when in 1964, Radio Carolyn launched and helped to change popular culture forever, as it began regular broadcasting at noon on Saturday, March 28th. Radio Carolyn saw two giants of broadcasting emerge through the North Sea mist, our very own Johnny Walker and Tony Blackburn. With this in mind, Radio 2 is placing these two pirates at the heart of its Easter schedule. Further new programs are a very special documentary entitled Walker on Walker, plus Tracks of My Years with Tony Blackburn, both available on BBC Sounds from Monday, March 25th. In addition, all available as a box set on BBC Sounds, Radio 2 is also resurfacing several other programs from the archive. Johnny Walker Meets the Pirates, Johnny Walker Meets the BBC's Pop Pioneers, Happy Birthday, Tony Blackburn, 80 Poptastic Years, and Tracks of My Years with Johnny Walker. Presenters Johnny Walker and Tony Blackburn, BBC Radio 2, Friday, March 29th, 1200 to 1400. Vernon Kay, radio icon and Radio 2's finest, Tony Blackburn, chooses the soundtrack to his life all this week on Tracks of My Years. Across his storied career, Tony has released albums as a singer, won the first series of I'm a Celebrity, and in this year's New Year Honors was awarded an OBE for his services to broadcasting and charity. On Radio 2, he presents Sounds of the 60s on Saturday mornings and his Golden Hour on Sunday nights. There'll also be more audio nuggets from the BBC archive in Vernon's vault. There's a new record and album of the week, and it's a brand new week for the mid-morning music quiz, 10 to the top. Presenter, Vernon Kay, Monday, March 25th, 0930 to 1200, BBC Radio 2. People fixing the world. Learning to read empowers people, reduces poverty, and increases job chances. Yet 773 million adults are illiterate, the majority of them women. We look at innovations to help adults learn how to read. From flat-pack classrooms in flood-prone regions of Bangladesh to an app teaching tens of thousands in the self-declared Republic of Somaliland offline. Plus, how adults in the UK are improving their reading skills thanks to an army of volunteer teachers using a method developed in prison. Presented by Myra Anubi for the BBC World Service. Tuesday, March 26th, 1500 to 1530. And now Radio 101 by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR. KS4ZR, numeral 1 at gmail.com. Baseball on the Radio 2024 and Winter Term SCR Report. For baseball fans, one thing has not changed in over 100 years. Listening to games on the radio is still the best and cheapest way to enjoy the game. If you're lucky enough to be near the flagship station of your favorite team, you can listen all season long, including the playoffs, free. If you're not near your team's flagship station, most, but not all, teams have extensive networks of stations in your region. But prices just to listen start to escalate. AM play-by-play. This is the way your grandfather or even great-grandfather listened to baseball over 100 years ago, on crystal sets and on gradually more sophisticated sets right on up to our own software-defined radio, SDR, era. For the most part, little has changed, though there are at least four Major League Baseball, MLB teams, whose flagship station is an FM station, not an AM station, and one team that you'll not be able to hear on the AM band at all. Listening to baseball on the radio is different from chasing AMDX. With the chase, you may only be interested in listening long enough to log the station ID, but as a baseball fan, you want the best signal for the length of the game, so signal quality of the target station is most important. The easiest and cheapest way to improve any AM band radio is with a passive loop. Don't bother with those small plastic loops typically included with any AM radio purchased today. They are worthless. Instead, opt for a serious passive loop, such as the Safer CCTV AN200, $32, or the Turk AM Advantage, $50, both of which come with a 6-foot-long cord for radios with a 3.5-millimeter antenna jack. Simply place a passive loop next to your radio where the radio's internal loop stick is located. Tune the radio to the station you want to hear, then tune the capacitor to peak the signal. To null out competing signals on the same frequency, just rotate the antenna around the radio left or right for the strongest signal. Since both the above-named antennas are nearly identical, save $15 and get the less expensive one. If your radio doesn't have a built-in loopstick antenna, use the 6-foot antenna cable to go from the antenna to the radio's 3.5-millimeter antenna jack input. Or you can make one yourself. You probably have all the parts laying around your listening post. You can build your own passive AM band DX antenna as a simple box antenna like the one Richard Fisher, KI6SN, built for his December 2018 TSM article, BCB DXing with that old transistor radio. Using a USPS priority mail cardboard box, a paint stick, a 365 picofarad tuning capacitor, and 104 feet of wire, Richard's DX loop turns even the cheapest transistor radio into a decent performer. Imagine what it will do with a really great AM radio. Perhaps the ultimate passive loop AM antenna is the ferrite sleeve loop FSL antenna, as described in Jock Elliott KB2GOM's article in the October 2021 issue of TSM. Ultralight medium wave DXing with ferrite sleeve loop antennas. Though pricier than store-bought passive loops, FSL antennas perform significantly better. I detail many of these AM antennas in the January 2023 issue of this column and share my own experiences building an FSL in the February 2023 issue of this column. Total cost of my FSL antenna was about $150, still less expensive than the next step up in AMDX antennas, the active loop antenna. One example of the active loop antenna is the W6LVP amplified receive-only magnetic loop. Roughly 3 feet in diameter, these antennas are designed to be used outdoors, mounted on a small TV antenna rotator, not included with the antenna. They have a preamplifier mounted at the base of the antenna, which is powered through the coax cable that runs from your receiver to the antenna. The rotator is typically powered by a separate three-wire controller. Active loops do have another advantage in that they are effective from 100 kHz to 30 MHz. For much more information about broadcast band DXing, check out Lloyd Van Horn, W4LVH's blog, dxcentralonline.com. Finally, if you have the room, a relatively inexpensive but very powerful BCB antenna is the beverage or wave antenna. To be classified as a wave antenna, the wire used needs to be at least a wavelength long, which at medium wavelengths is very long. For example, to make a beverage antenna for 660 kHz, 455 meters, to listen to New York Yankees baseball, your antenna would have to be at least 1,500 feet long. My longest N-fed long wire antenna is almost exactly half that at 770 feet. You also need a 9-to-1 transformer to match the antenna wire to your coax line. Even so, the performance of this antenna is very directional and high gain. You can buy such balance, or more appropriately, unans, for as little as $15. Pay attention to the specs on such 9-to-1 unans. Some are built to be used only from 160 meters. Over the decades, I've enjoyed listening to baseball on everything from a homemade crystal set, listening to Pittsburgh Pirates baseball on KDKA 1020 kHz, the original baseball broadcaster was a thrill, to my IC7300 connected to an assortment of long wire antennas, an active loop, and big horizontal loop. Here are the flagship stations for all 2024 Major League Baseball teams. American League East, Baltimore Orioles, WBAL, 1090 AM. Boston Red Sox, WEEI, 93.7 FM. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org. or by calling 303-786-7777.